us and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
It's Andy, welcome to a special extra episode of The Netball Show with Viper 10 this week, as we're joined by Graham Johnson from Mizuno to find out more about their Make the Switch campaign. Graham, some new research from Mizuno has revealed a bit of an incredible stat. 1 million netballers could be in the wrong shoes.
Yeah, that's what we think. And we know how many girls and women are playing the sport in the UK. And as a brand that manufactures shoes, we've got a pretty good idea of how many are being sold. And there's an incredible discrepancy. So what we believe is that the general public and retailers alike aren't hugely aware that there is such a big netball market. And quite understandably, if you're a parent of two, three children that are playing, I don't know, two, three sports each, things can get very expensive if you're buying a specific pair of shoes for each sport. So what you kind of see happening is that you'll buy a generic pair of trainers, which is one shoe fits all, and they could be running and playing netball and gym work and doing all of these different sports in just one pair of shoes. So absolutely. And I think if you ever go to a grassroots game or, you know, like a Sunday Parks game or school level netball, you'll very, very, very often see the vast majority of the girls playing in running shoes.
Generic trainers as well, maybe not providing the grip and support that you need for a sport like netball.
It's absolutely that, yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, what we talk about is, if we did our press release for the Make the Swap campaign, we talked about, you just don't see it so much in other sports. I think there's an awareness in other sports that if you're playing that sport, this is the shoe to wear. You know, if you go and watch tennis, they'll be in tennis shoes. In running, they're in running shoes and so on and so forth. So a lot of shoes out there now are designed for fashion, understandably so. They're good looking shoes, but they don't provide the technical detail that you need to play your sport in. And, you know, when we're talking about netball, that is grip and that is support. And they're the two most important things, and stability. So if you've got a very, very soft shoe that, you know, you can kind of almost tie in a knot, that's incredibly comfortable to wear, it's not going to be the best thing to play netball in.
The nice thing is as well, a lot of it will be about that whole injury prevention.
It's hugely important. And, you know, no shoemaker, whoever they are, is going to guarantee that somebody can't get injured. You can get injured doing anything. You could be incredibly unlucky. You know, you see a lot of netball injuries on landing, especially ACL, and then they'll land on someone else's foot, which is the ankle. And whatever shoe you're wearing, you're not going to be able to prevent that. But where this is critical is making sure, or trying to make sure, that girls of a young age that are just starting out in their sport are starting out in the right shoe. Because obviously they're young and their bodies are developing and growing quickly and changing all of the time. And if they're in a shoe that's very inappropriate for their sport, their body adjusts to that. So they kind of grow up with these problems. And what I see a lot observing the sport is young girls and women playing sport, say at 10 years of age, which is a lot of netballers are playing netball at 10 years of age. By the time they're 12, 13, 14, they've got strapping, they've got braces, they've got taping, they're hobbling around, and you're kind of going, how's that happened at such a young age? Mm. You know, most of us have played sport when we were young and teenagers, and football and cricket and running and all the other sports we played and didn't end up looking like, no, we've just come out of A&E. So they're the people we really want to talk to, and the parents of those people. So obviously I would imagine it's incredibly important for a parent. They're incredibly concerned about their kids' health and well-being. And so that's who we're trying to talk to, and just trying to educate the market a little bit in as to really what have you got on your feet and how does it help with, not, you know, performance. It helps you play your sport a bit better, but it also helps prevent injury without guaranteeing to prevent injury.
What kind of support have you had from physios for Make the Swap?
we work with physios. I mean, again, it's not our domain, really. We're not here to tell people how to stay, you know, what specific injuries to avoid and how specifically to avoid them. That's absolutely a physio's job, and it's a strength and conditioning piece. But the physios we've spoken to that we've worked closely with, and they work closely because of what we're saying, are in agreement with us. There's a couple that just really, really get it. And, I would think that any physio working in a netball environment will really, really get it. So, yeah, it's getting their support as well without, you know, I think we can tell this story without blinding people with science. It really isn't science. It really is quite a straightforward piece of wear the right shoes for your sport. And part of the campaign we're doing is just, you wouldn't wear a tennis shoe to play football in. You wouldn't wear a squash shoe to play tennis in, et cetera, et cetera. So why are you wearing a running shoe to play netball in?
There's been great support as well from the All-Stars, Janice, Kyra, Leah, to name a few, and it's just getting that message out there as well to their followers.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, obviously the fact they've worked with us for a few years really helps because they understand our messaging and they understand what it is we're trying to do. So for them, it's a very easy message to relay. And, you know, if you look at our All-Stars list, there's a good few school teachers on there. So hopefully that filters down to some of the younger demographic that we're trying to kind of talk to anyway. But the All-Stars, that's what they're there for. You know, we support them in their sport and they support us with our messaging. So hopefully long may that continue. And we've obviously now got the backing of 4 Super League sites who we sponsor, who can also deliver this message. And for our retailers as well, who want to sell these shoes, they want to sell them to the right people. You know, the last thing we want is a customer going back to a shop and saying, my daughter's got horrific injuries because these shoes aren't the right shoes for her. So it's about us supporting them in their messaging as well.
Debbie at Thunder, obviously one of the managing directors there, and she's also got Netball UK as well. So it's nice because if you were to get in touch with them, 9 times out of 10, you'll end up with Kerry Armand at the end of the phone, who's played in the shoes herself.
Exactly. I mean, Kerry's there as the office manager at Netball UK. She's got a load of knowledge. She's got years of playing the sport. She's incredibly well respected in the sport and then obviously as a retailer as well. So that is a good thing. And you know, let's face it, in a retail environment, Kerry's got to remain impartial. Yeah, they sell a number of products. But but as an All-Star, she absolutely, totally 100% believes in the shoes that we make. And for someone, I think Kerry's maybe of all of our All-Stars, maybe the best example of somebody that did make the swap. She was always wearing a netball shoe, but for someone that's been wearing another brand for such a long time, from such a young age, to then go into another shoe and make that transition and do it successfully and be comfortable and really feel the benefits of it, I think probably Kerry could probably tell that story better than most. So, and that's a good partnership, as you mentioned. Debbie is the CEO of a netball franchise and of a netball retailer. So there's an absolute tie-in between the two there.
You'll be keeping busy with the All-Stars and... One of the ones in the closed season is Georgia Lee's going to Benacos Mavs. What a great move for her.
First of all, she's an incredible person. You know, one of the hardest working individuals we've had the pleasure of meeting, sort of combining her studies with her netball and her work. And ultimately, I think that probably became quite a challenge for her geographically. So I think geographically, certainly, it made sense to make that move. But for us as a sponsor of Mavericks, to have one of our athletes turn up at one of our teams is absolutely brilliant. She's going to be a big hit there. She's a talented, talented player, and she's going to be, you know, a major addition to their squad.
How are things going elsewhere with the All-Stars? Signed any new ones since we last spoke?
Have we signed any new ones? A couple of Australians, I think you might have seen that. That's kind of in their domain. We turned Australia onto netball here in the UK, and they've really taken it and run with it. I'm expecting to see a really significant name announced in the next month, which will have people sitting up and taking notice of what we're doing in Australia.
You know where we are.
Here we're.
Know where we are. You know where we
yes,
are.
Yes, exactly. When that news breaks, you'll be. Yeah. I'll say you'll be the first to know. You'll be somewhere on the list, you know. So that could be really good for us. But in the UK, we're kind of at where we need to be there. We've got the squad we need of All-Stars. They're all doing a great job. There's some younger players in there as well, as I'm sure you've seen. And we want to be able to support them as they start moving through the ranks and moving into the senior games and the senior dynamic. So, yeah, it's a smashing group of people and a really talented bunch of athletes. And, you know, we're very proud to be working with them.
I think one of the nice things as well, it probably took lots of work on both of your parts, but you're going to be getting behind Wasps and their dresses. tell me a bit about how that came about.
Yeah, it was, it's been a while in the planning. Fast Fives, that's going to be the first competition in which they'll be wearing Mizuno apparel. But with any of these design processes, it's a labor of love. You know, as a brand, we want our kit represented as we want it represented. And as a franchise, they want to wear designs that they're excited about and apparel that they're excited about. So I think what we can bring to Wasps is some incredible technology within our apparel, the breathability, the paneling, the way it shapes, the way it fits, the way they can move in the garments. We think very carefully about that when we're making netball apparel. So, you know, exactly the same for our other three franchises, but we hope we've nailed a design that Wasps are going to stand out in. I know, you know, they're pleased with it. It's in production. It will be ready for the start of the new season, and so everybody have to keep their eyes open and see what they run out and on that first game.
Companies like Netball UK are just one of many that'll show the whole range of these netball shoes, and obviously now would be a nice time to at least consider the Mizuno range, given the fact that it's the start of season for many. Give us some examples of the range. Does it very much depend on what you're looking for out of a shoe?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and it's the right question as well. And I think more people need to ask that question. It's, we, as a brand, we cover a multitude of sports, all of the core sports. And then, you know, for us, volleyball and handball, as an example, two of our biggest sports as a brand, not so in the UK, but absolutely huge, Italy, Germany, Netherlands, France. But that's where our heritage comes from. That's where our indoor court heritage comes from, which is, for us, it was an easy translation into netball because we made these handball and volleyball shoes that are so popular at the top level in those sports. But much the same as we make running shoes, and we make 15 men's running shoes, we make 15 women's running shoes. So the range is huge. It doesn't need to be quite that big in netball because it's not quite the same gamut of sizes and shapes and paces and what have you. But very much what we talk about in all of our sports is the right shoe for the right type of play and the right type of player. And it's not necessarily you play in the circle, therefore this is your shoe. It's you play in the circle and you're this type of player. What are your requirements as a player? Do you need maximum support? Do you need the most cushioning? Or actually, do you need a really stripped back minimal shoe that's as light as it could possibly be so you can have this dynamic center court movement? And that's the job of the retailers, to share that messaging with their customers when their customers ring them or email them for information. I'm a center court. I play three times a week. I play on this surface. I play on concrete, but sometimes I play on wood. You know, I'm indoors, then I'm outdoors. What happens when it rains? All of these different questions, we've got those answers because we know why we make the shoes. So absolutely, there is the right shoe for somebody. And that's why we have five shoes in the range at the moment. We're looking to maybe expand that a little bit come December when a new range drops. So we're always looking at, how do we improve our shoes? What's the player feedback as well? You know, not everybody likes our shoes. We accept that. That's why there are 20 different sportswear manufacturers out there making shoes, is because everybody likes a different brand. But we certainly really take to heart the feedback from our customers. And if we've got good netballers saying to us, I think you probably need to do this with your shoes a little bit, we'll listen and we'll go away and try and do it.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.